Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis of our meditation is the gospel lesson, the baptism of our Lord. You may be seated. It all happened so quickly in our church's liturgical calendar. Jesus is born, then the Magi come and visit, the Holy Family flees to Egypt and then returns to Nazareth, and now all of a sudden it's 30 years later. John the Baptist and Jesus are now adults. They are standing in the Jordan River in some remote part of Israel. In less than 3 weeks, you and I have moved through 30 years of history. And it is here in this obscure place that a great event takes place. Jesus is baptized by John in order to fulfill all righteousness. The baptism of our Lord can be a challenging event to understand. John clearly states that his baptism is a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And yet, we know our Lord Jesus had no need to repent. He was sinless, and therefore had no need for the forgiveness of sin. I believe that John the Baptist mirrors our understanding when he says to Jesus, "I need to be baptized by you, not, and do you come to me?" John rightly understood his place before his cousin Jesus. He understood that he was the sinner who was in desperate need of repenting. He stood before Jesus in need of the forgiveness that Jesus had come to bring. And yet the roles were reversed. It was Jesus who was presenting himself to John for baptism. Nor can this baptism of Jesus be confused with the baptism that brings one to faith in Christ. For Christ is the object of that faith. Jesus had no old Adam that needed to be drowned. He did not need a baptism that, as we say in the small catechism, works forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. No, this baptism of our Lord Jesus was being done to fulfill all righteousness. The truth be known, Jesus did not need to be baptized. But Jesus did not present himself to the last of the Old Testament prophets for his own benefit. Rather, Jesus presented himself to the last of the Old Testament prophets for our benefit. This was a selfless act of Jesus on behalf of those for whom he came to save from sin and death. The baptism of our Lord was an act of love on his part. It was gospel. As the last of the Old Testament prophets, John the Baptist had a prophetic role to fulfill. And so Jesus is choosing John's baptism as the appropriate way by which he enters his great office. He, the sinless one, the very Son of God, chooses to put himself alongside of all sinful humanity for whom John's baptism was ordained. By being baptized by John, Jesus signifies that he is now ready to take upon himself that load of sin, that load of sin for all people, for all time. The punishment for all of your sins, the punishment for mine, were now shifted to the shoulders of Jesus, and he assumes his messianic office. No one sought him out, but rather he went to John. He presented himself to John. He voluntarily assumed the office before him. The divine plan that was announced in Genesis and became flesh at the incarnation was now set into motion in full when it was assumed by the Christ. Jesus did fulfill all righteousness. The sinless Son of God assumed the responsibility for the sins of all. The sinless Son of God bore the punishment for the transgressions of the crown of His creation. For the sins of all, He went to Calvary's cross. For the sins of all, He suffered the horror of hell. For the salvation of all, He rose in victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil. In Jesus' baptism, we see the unmerited love the Son has for us. No one forced Jesus to place Himself alongside of sinful people. No one forced Jesus to place Himself under the law. It was an act of mercy and grace on His part. And that grace reached its greatest expression on a cross and at an empty tomb. That grace of our Lord Jesus is extended to each of us this day as we taste and see that the Lord is good. He comes to us in His body and blood through the bread and wine of this blessed meal. All of your sins were laid on Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God, who stood in the flowing waters of the River Jordan and was baptized to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. Let us rise. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.